Benny Carter, one of America's great jazz musicians, died over the weekend in Los Angeles. He was 95 years old. Carter was a well-rounded musical talent. Besides saxophone, he also excelled at both clarinet and trumpet, and he played piano and trombone. He was an orchestra leader, composer, and arranger. On the NPR program Jazz Profiles in 1999, fellow sax player Phil Woods had this to say.
The whole world is full of saxophone players, but the world's not full of great musicians. He's the most complete musician that I know of, you know. Plus, groundbreaking. I mean, he was using bebop, so-called bebop chords, before anybody.
Benny Carter's musical career spanned much of the 20th century. Born in New York City in 1907, he took piano lessons from his mother as a boy, bought a trumpet when he was 13, and traded it for a saxophone a week later. His parents were not happy when he started playing professionally.
They thought it was undignified, demeaning to the black race, and at that particular time, I think they even called it devil's music. They didn't care for jazz, and they really didn't care for the saxophone. But my mother wanted me to be a violinist, and she would like for me also to have been a theologian.
By the time he was 19, he was playing alto sax and clarinet with some of the best bands of the 1920s, including Fletcher Henderson's. He modeled his saxophone sound on that of Frank Trumbauer.
Well, I just liked the sound of the horn. The way he played, you know, he had a sort of a delicate touch. I started copying his solos from the record.
Carter also taught himself how to arrange music. He spread the charts out on the floor and studied each part individually, without the benefit of a score. By the beginning of the 1930s, he was emerging as a swing-era arranger. Benny Carter is credited with helping to shape the big band sound that emerged in the 1930s. He played in Europe and was headlining in Harlem at the end of the decade. Carter had an ear for talent in others. In the early 1940s, his bands included future stars J.J. Johnson on trombone, Max Roach on drums, Art Pepper on alto sax, and Miles Davis on trumpet. Up until his death, Carter continued to play concerts and record. He also composed and arranged for movies and TV. Over the last 30 years of his life, Benny Carter received honorary doctorates from Princeton, Harvard, and the New England Conservatory, and numerous other awards, including the Kennedy Center Honors, America's highest award for a lifetime of artistic excellence. Yet he was always modest about his accomplishments.
I don't know that I've made any real contribution. I've done what I've set out to do, that was have fun with the music, enjoy it, and perform it, and listen to it to other people. And I have, to my satisfaction, achieved much that I had not even thought of.
Benny Carter from the NPR program Jazz Profiles in 1999. He died Saturday.